Welcome to Kenyon segment. We have Maylene Shunking, an associate professor at UCT's School of Public Health and Family Medicine. Maylene was a part of the Children and COVID-19 Advocacy Briefs, which look at all the issues that have affected children due to the pandemic and the lockdown. Maylene focused on the education during COVID, and she will be chatting today about this topic and how it's affected children. Welcome to the show, Maylene. How are you today?
Good day, and thanks so much for having me on RX Radio. It's really a privilege to be on your show.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
So, I am a medical doctor, trained to see patients, but then I changed career paths a little bit and went into public health. So now my work involves research and teaching and advocacy to try and improve the health of the population at large, but in particular I focus on trying to improve the health and well-being of children through the work that I do.
How has COVID and the lockdown impacted children's education?
Education and the impact on children was one of those ways in which the pandemic had a significant effect on those children who go to school. Firstly, children lost a lot of teaching and learning time. And we found out through a study that was done by another university that primary school children lost almost up to a full year of schooling. And this impacts severely on their general development, but also in going forward in their schooling career, because losing a whole year has an enormous knock-on effect. The second way in which it was impacted on was that during the past year of the pandemic, almost 750,000 children dropped out of school. That is a huge number of children who are now out of school, and it was triple the number that would normally leave school, which is in itself a problem, even in the pre-pandemic period. But so this was really exacerbated. Also, they would have lost their access to their daily school nutrition meal for those who required it. And they also lost access to support from the educators, their peers, and others in the schooling system who would normally support them in a variety of other ways. So yeah, the impact on schooling was really quite serious.
What long-term effects could this have for children?
So the long-term impact, of course, when children lose schooling, it takes them quite a long time to catch up. And so it might mean that they are going to struggle in the later grades that they go through. It might mean that they are unable to complete their matric with the level of results that they would like to have because of a serious impact on earlier grades. And it also might mean that the children then would not be able to pursue the careers and the professions that they otherwise would have liked to. So the statistics and the analysis that were done showed that it will take at least a decade to make up for the amount of teaching and learning time lost. So that's really, really big. It then further impacts on the general economy of our country, which then in turn impacts on future cohorts of children. So the loss of education has quite a lot of knock-on effects and repercussions. Importantly, as I already said, there's also the loss of the other aspects of schooling, such as access to nutrition, access to sport, access to peer support, and so forth, that all have significant impacts that we don't even know the extent of yet. And the last thing is that the psychosocial support is a critical aspect that should be put in place to support children. The final thing is that the children also lost access to the integrated school health program, so they wouldn't have got their vaccinations that they normally get in schools. They wouldn't have got their preventive interventions, older children access sexual and reproductive health services, and so forth. So all of those aspects were lost and have serious longer-term impact, both on their health and on the education, and the two kind of reinforce each other.
What are the solutions for this problem of education, and how can we better support children moving forward?
I suppose we could talk for a long time about the potential solutions, so I'll just be brief. I think in the current climate, every effort must be made by the Department of Education to help children who have lagged behind to catch up. If it means bringing in extra help and support through, for example, some schools have had mentors for older children. They've had teaching assistants that came into schools to help. In the health department, we have community health workers who can help identify children in households that are really struggling. So we need to bring in all the possible resources, A, to help children catch up with their schooling and to bring them up to the level where they should be. B, we need to make sure that the psychosocial support programs that were put in place are functioning and are staffed very strongly so that children can be given the necessary mental health support that they might require. It's very important that in the education sector, the collaborations that were formed with health, with civil society, with business and so on must be made even stronger. And importantly, at a national level, at a provincial level, and at a school district level, I think at every level, there needs to be a team of people that come from different places, some from education, some from health, some from social development, some from communities and so forth, to sit together and talk about how they can support the schools in their area, in their provinces, to strengthen them in order to overcome some of the difficulties that were brought about by the pandemic. Without those kind of collaborative team efforts, it will be very difficult for education on its own to overcome some of the difficulties that school children are experiencing and will continue to experience.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't really have anything else to say other than that it is a real pleasure to have this opportunity to have a bit of a conversation, that we need to continue our collaborations, our dialogues that we have had during the past year and a half or so. And very importantly, whatever collaborations we've had developed, whatever teams we had put together, that we mustn't let those now fade away. We must build on all the positive gains that we've already made, and not go back to complacency, that we must do everything in our effort to make sure that we protect children's rights, that we protect children's well-being, and not allow it to get eroded in the way that it had during the, especially during the first couple of months of the pandemic. It is our responsibility collectively to make sure that we fully protect and anticipate what children's needs would be when a similar crisis occurs, so that we don't find children neglected, not necessarily willfully, but that they're neglected at the expense of attending to adult needs. So for me, that is an absolutely critical aspect that we need to get right and do better in, and hopefully there won't be another similar crisis, but if there should be, we must be much, much more prepared.